As public jockeying continues in the final stages of U.S.-Iraq negotiations on the future presence of U.S. forces, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki weighed in on Tuesday, saying he wants all U.S. forces out by a fixed date in 2011. It appeared he was referring to all troops, not just combat units. Officials have usually been careful to differentiate between combat units and non-combat troops who handle such missions as supply, logistics, medical services, air support, and a variety of other tasks that the Iraqi military is not close to being able to provide for itself. Later, other Iraqi officials were quoted as saying that even if the agreement calls for all U.S. troops to be out of Iraq, the government could later decide to invite some support troops to remain. At the Pentagon, spokesman Brian Whitman had this response to Tuesday's statements in Baghdad.
We share the same common goal as the Iraqi government, and that is to turn over more and more of the security responsibilities to the Iraqi security forces. And that's proceeding well. But at the end of the day, nothing changes from the fact that we believe strongly that the withdrawal of U.S. forces, of coalition forces, ought to be based on the conditions on the ground. And what we are seeing is a dramatically improved situation in Iraq with respect to security and an ever-increasing capable Iraqi security force.
Whitman said that is what is making it possible to even discuss the withdrawal of U.S. forces. He also said Prime Minister Maliki's statement outlined some aspirational goals that are fairly far into the future, and he said there is still no final agreement on all the terms of the pending accord. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.